AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama says the Islamic State group will be a threat for some time to come. He says he's convinced that Russian President Vladimir Putin will ultimately start targeting the Islamic militants and stop backing Syria's President Bashar Assad. AP correspondent Mark Smith has been traveling with the president.
A day after his latest meeting with Putin on Syria, here at the climate summit in Paris, the president told reporters the Russian leader must remember Moscow's experience in Afghanistan.
To simply get bogged down in a inconclusive and paralyzing civil conflict is not the outcome that he's looking for.
Obama says he knows Russia's backed Assad for years and there won't be a 180-degree turn. Still, he says Russia's interests are far better served by striking the Islamic State group and brokering a peace deal that removes Assad from power. Mark Smith with the President, Paris.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter just told Congress that the U.S. is expanding the special ops force in Iraq to help fight Islamic State militants. Europe's chief counter-terror official says the Islamic State group is being forced to change its strategy because coalition airstrikes are hurting them. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is in London.
The EU says the extremists appear to be changing strategy. The November 13 massacres in Paris and other recent attacks in Turkey, Lebanon and Egypt's Sinai showing that the Islamic State group is resorting to attacks abroad because it's hurting from coalition airstrikes.
Charles de Ledesma reporting there from London. Here in the States, Congress is considering making it harder for the government to get copies of your old emails. An old law allows the government access to emails older than 180 days once government investigators get a subpoena. The Dow is up 131 points. This is AP Radio News. We recently discovered that the Coca-Cola Company was involved with an anti-obesity group. Now, the anti-obesity group says it's disbanding. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has this story.
The Global Energy Balance Network says it's shutting down immediately due to resource limitations. But the decision comes a week after the Associated Press obtained emails showing that Coke helped select the group's leaders, edited its mission statement, and suggested content for its website. In one exchange, the nonprofit's president says, "I want to help your company avoid the image of being a problem in people's lives." The Global Energy Balance Network had said the $1.5 million it received from Coke had no influence on its work. But Coke's CEO concedes there wasn't enough transparency about the relationship. I'm Ben Thomas.
And checking gas prices for you now. Gas is $2.04 a gallon, down 2 cents in a week. A year ago was $2.77 a gallon. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.